All right, Loren, last week you called Devin for Sam, who thought that he might be married because of weird circumstances.
Yeah, it was strange. And he answered the phone and hung up on us, and he was somebody else. It was a whole thing.
So if you missed it, here's a quick recap on what happened on War last Thursday.
Devin's on the phone for War of the Roses. And Devin, I got to tell you, your email to us, it sounds like you might already have the pieces that you need, but tell us what's going on with your boyfriend, Sam.
Yeah, so I've been dating Sam for the last 4 months, and I'm pretty sure that he's married because, I mean, he wears this ring on his right hand, and it's like a band. And I asked him about it, and he said that he got it in the Bahamas, and he just really likes it. And I also listen to War of Roses a lot, and he's just checking off every box. I feel like I'm living in a scenario right now. So, I mean, he doesn't let me go to his place on the weekends. He lives in Valentine, and he on the weekends he goes ghost. I've never been to his place.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Sam, please.
Yeah, who is this? Who are you?
Hi, Sam. My name's Melanie. I'm calling from Flowers for You. Don't hang up. I'm calling to let you know that you won something with our company. We have an online tag contest, and one of your friends tagged you in our post.
You got the wrong number.
Is this not Sam?
No, I'm not Sam. My name's Brian. Sorry.
Ooh, he's gone. So weird. That's him?
What in the world? Yes, that is him. Brian? What the hell? No.
Should I call back and ask for Brian?
Let's call back and ask for Brian.
Okay.
Stop calling me. I know who you guys are. I know what you're doing.
Wait, my name is...
Can you leave me alone?
My name is Melanie. I'm looking for Brian. Is this Brian?
Yeah, I know who you guys are.
Okay, well, who are we?
Yeah, this is the radio show. Okay, just do me a favor. Don't call me again, all right?
Back live now here on the MRL Morning Show. So that was last Thursday. And I love the fact that after he said he was Brian, we called him back and asked for Brian that time. Producer Nicole is getting Devin on for an update. Of course, she had the whole weekend to get to the bottom of whatever is going on in Sam/Brian's life. She ready?
Devin, give us an update on what you found out about your boyfriend, Sam or Brian or whatever he goes by.
Yeah, this is honestly the craziest situation I think I've ever been in because it feels like a movie. And so his name is actually everything that we assumed it was correct. His name is actually Brian. His middle name is Sam. He has been married for 7 years, and now he is in this separated stage. He was begging me to stay by him and to stick with it because he doesn't know what to do. He feels trapped. He wants to get out. He has 2 kids that are under the age of 7. I did not sign up for this. And so I literally.
You're shocked?
I was. I'm still shocked. I'm is that for real? I will wake up some mornings and be that did not happen to me.
Is this even a conversation still? Are you thinking about staying with him because he's separated?
Well, for 2 seconds, he tried to be that way, but then I literally shut it down so fast. Then he was thanks a lot for putting me on blast. I'm my wife, my family, all this stuff is going to know about this. And I'm hold up. What about me and my life?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the one. I didn't sign up for this. I didn't do anything wrong. He did. He was just pissed that he got called out about it. And, now it's just well, that was interesting.
Wow. I can't believe he lied to you about his name and then he wants you to stay with him.
Okay. So just a little PSA for single ladies. There are so many people, I feel that this has actually happened to you because I've had 2 friends that have met someone and they've actually been married, and it's just us single ladies out here are just trying to find like a good man. And like, there's so many guys that are like not in, you know, they're tired of their certain relationships and they're just like putting on like a front, like it's all, you know,
I know, Devin, it's hard.
Too much.
It is hard to date out there.
It is. It's super hard to date, but it's like, I just wish that people would be honest and real. And if you're not happy with something, then get out of it and stop trying to live some double life, because, you know, there are good people, but this is just too much. So I just think it needs to be like,
okay. All right. Well, we're sorry that you had to find out through War of the Roses, of course, but we're also in a way glad that you've now kind of kept people woke here in Charlotte about what goes on in the dating world. And good luck to you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all.
All right. Thanks for listening, Devin. Okay. Take care. Devin brings up a PSA on War of the Roses, Loren.
Yeah.
And the PSA is, I have two other friends. So that's the three of them have dated guys who they found out were married after they started dating.
It's hard to date.
That's an epidemic. That's not just, out of those three friends, let's say there's a group of five friends, three of the friends dated someone who turned out to be married?
But that's why War of the Roses is so successful. I mean, unfortunately, it is unfortunate. You know what I mean? But it's one of those things where I don't want to be cheated on. I don't want my girlfriend to be cheated on. So if somebody can step in and figure this out, great.
I wonder if you, and I don't know the ruling on this, can, while separated and technically still married?
Yeah.
Can you see other people?
It depends on what you see moving forward, because if you're just separated to see if you need some time apart and you think that you'll eventually end up back with that person, then no.
Man, I'm so interested to find out how many people dated someone who, and they found out that they were married.
Yeah.
Three of her friends. How many of our MRL show family members had to go through that? I would hate that.
704-570-9595.
If you dated someone and found out they were married, also let's throw this on top, Loren. How did you find out? Devin used War. Did the wife show up? I remember I dated a girl once, and there was a baby seat in the back of the car, and she said it was for her niece. She didn't want to tell me she had kids because it was like our second date.
Yeah,
you know. And then she made
did
me.
Did you buy that?
No, oh, yeah, I bought it. And then I ended up falling for her. And
like
of course,
every
I was.
Every aunt has a car seat in their car.
Okay.
All right, 704-570-9595. We want your calls right now.